Hi, this is a dictation for Jerry Raha Towns. J like Japan, E R like Ripple, R like Ripple, E A H Towns, T O W N S. The data service is 10/4/2024. Oh, sorry, it is 11/4/2024. The patient is being seen for various complaints that are emanating from automobile accident as follows. Chief complaints are patient is experiencing severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back and left shoulders, has throbbing, tingling, and he is unable to describe it well. He alleges that all of these symptoms came from an automobile accident that happened on 8/19/2024 as follows. On 8/19/2024, the patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side in an Uber car between 4 or 6 p.m. along with his cousin, friend, and an Uber driver. He cannot remember which car he was traveling, and he do not know what car hit them, but they were traveling on Chalmers, C-H-A-L-M-E-R-S, and Wade, W-A-D-E, in West Detroit. They were traveling in an Uber car, but he do not remember the details of the accident. In the damage, the patient reported that he banged head into something and he cannot remember. He only remembered that when he got into the car and the driver pulled off, the car was hit. No pictures are being provided. We have requested the patient to provide the pictures as well as the police report. He tells that he was wearing seatbelt and the airbags, he is not sure if they were deployed or not, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. Further, the patient reported that he was taken to St. John Hospital. Where he was there for 8 to 9 hours. CT scan and x-rays were done and they were found to be okay. He was provided with some medications. History of the presenting illness, patient reports of headaches that are present on the front of the head, back of the head, right and left temple, 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're severe, constant, infrequent, associated, worsened by light and noise, associated with nausea and vomiting. He had a last vomit 3 days ago. Additional symptoms of TBI that are reported by the patient is he is experiencing severe dizziness, which is worse when he goes up the stairs. There is a ringing in the left ear with buzzing, and loss of balance, loss of memory, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, nausea, and with no problem in the taste or smell. He denies any vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision. No vertigo, no loss of consciousness, no seizures, no forgetfulness, no incontinence. He does have some weakness and he reports of some tingling and numbness in the back and fatigue. Denies any anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep disturbance, no sudden anesthesia, and no difficulty in walking. Regarding the pain syndrome, please review the records for the pain syndromes that are described. His pain is located in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 9 without any radiation to the upper extremity or lower extremity. Denies any numbness and tingling in the fingers or toes. His pain in the left shoulder is 8 to 9 and maximum he can lift is 90 degrees, beyond which he starts having severe pain in the shoulder. Please review the chart for all the other information, which includes the quality of the pain, the severity of the pain, and modified factor for the pain, and additional histories, and previous treatment. He reports that he went to a Dearborn doctor. His one visit, we gave a toradol injection, naproxen, and then he's having physical therapy in Dearborn, 6 visits, and physical therapy, 1 visit, no chiropractic visit. Please review the chart for system review, for the surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, personal history, as well as the ADS and the diagnosis. I'm going to report the physical examination at this time. This is a 26-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polyuria. Blood pressure 138, over 84, pulse 81, pulse ox is 100%, height is 5'1", weight is 140. The rest of the exam is coming from the template, which is normal. He is able to walk reasonably well, and there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases are noticed. He does not appear overtly anxious or lethargic, and he is well-built, well-nourished. The rest of the exam is from the template, including musculature examination and normal neurological examination. In the musculature examination, we find there is a muscle spasm of quadratus lumborum, bilateral, and trapezius muscles, and also the cervical spasm is present. The cervical fibers are trapezius, and paravertebral muscles in spasm from L1 to L5. There are several trigger points are noticed. And in the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Muscle spasms from L1 to L5 bilateral with 1 plus hypotonicity. Cervical spine range of motions are as follows. Forward flexion is 50. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 40. Bilateral rotation is 70. The lumbar spine forward flexion is 50. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion 20. Bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify and reduce the pain. In the cervical spine, all the maneuvers are found negative. Hoffman's sign is negative. Larmor test is negative. The swirling sign is negative. Distraction test negative. Sotohar test negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test are negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was found positive at 30 degrees. TLR is positive, CAM test was positive, Bregar test and Babinski sign are negative. In the SI joint, no tenderness was noticed in the SI joint, and there is negative standing flexion test, negative iliac compression test, negative distraction test, negative Faber test, negative Gonsalves test. Extremities are all completely normal. Please use the template. Diagnosis. Please check the diagnosis page. Plan of care is as follows. Plan of care comes from the template and treatment plan comes from the template. First is the physical therapy, which is ordered for the neck and the lower back and left shoulder. Disability for work for 30 days. For the work and housework and transportation, medications are provided, Mobic 7.5 milligram once a day for 30 days, for anti-inflammatory Prilosec 20 milligram once a day for stomach protection, level 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hours for 7 days, Purified 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PRN 50 tablets for headache relief. Urine drug screen was ordered, meds were reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referred to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. No records were available for the patient visit from the hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. DMEs, patient was provided with a neck brace, heating pad, back brace. And follow visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you. There's a chance that this decision has been done before, but I'm not sure. I don't have the number.